Now then, welcome back to Rare Anyone Talks podcast. I'm your host, Rare Anyone, and welcome. Before we kick off tonight's show,
viewer discretion is advised.
Oh, it's advised. It is advised because football season is back. Football season is back. And no, I'm not talking about American football, even though I do love the NFL. The Premier League is up and running, and my fucking team still sucks, and we still lost. Never mind. Damn. Tonight is a work night, so I am not drinking. I'm not drinking tonight, so no review, unless you want me to do a review of Pepsi Max Cherry, and it's in my Duff cup, sippy cup. Oh, Pepsi Max Cherry. Cherry. Tonight, so there's no sort of topic for tonight. It's more just of a bullshit episode. I'm going to call it Rare Eddie's Jaunt into the UFO and Alien Realm. Yes, I have some articles up. I'm going to share my screen because we're going to have a look at a few articles. Some UFO, some aliens, some Pope stuff. We're just going to have a good old chinwag, a good old chat, a good old sit down and discuss our problems. Yes, we're going to talk and have a good old deep down discussion here in my corner of the internet. It's very small, but you got to start somewhere, folks. You have to start somewhere. So I'm going to put myself a little screen. I know you guys like looking at me. I know this is mainly a podcast, so you love my baritones dripping through your speakers or headphones. My lovely baritones dripping through like some sexual drip. I don't know where I was going with that one. Some sexual drip. You know, like the love monster I am. Some people call me. I am known with my friend circle. I am known as the glue. I am known as the glue. Yes, I'm the one what's keeping all their relationships together. I am the glue. That's keeping their relationships together. They're all on rocky grounds. All of them. Some of these marriages have been going on for 20-odd years. And I am the glue what's keeping these marriages together. Now, I am joking. I am taking a piss. I'm not the glue. I am no one's glue. I'm just surrounded by friends that have been married for a long time. Loving friends, happy friends, in happy lives. With their spouses. And they're all having a good old time. I annoy the shit out of them most of the time. Because I've been single that long. I've no idea what I'm doing with a woman. And yes, there is no beautiful lady in white tonight, unfortunately. Sorry, guys. I know that disappoints you all. It disappoints me as well. Great content. Great content. Anyway, I'm going to put myself in the corner. We're going to have a look. We're going to have a little jaunt into the UFO and alien news. You're going to think this is, what the fuck? You've just pulled up news and you've just put UFO. News about UFO. Well, I have. So yes, here I am. I'm sharing my screen for you guys that are listening. You'll be like, what the fuck? What a nerd. And in this episode, we are going to be talking about the Shroud of Turin. Oh, no, we're not talking about the Shroud of Turin. Bombshell as book lays bare reason why scared cloth was hidden. Why scared cloth was hidden. Shroud of Turin. Interesting. That's not what we're here for tonight, though, folks, is it? We are here for UFO news. UFO expert accuses the Pope of harbouring alien secret in the Vatican. Steve Bassett, a UFO lobbyist in Washington, insists that it's evident the Catholic Church is aware of the existence of alien life and has the evidence as well, folks. Holy shit, they have the evidence. Do I want to listen to the article? No, you want to listen to my silky baritones. A UFO expert has leveled accusations at the Pope, alleging that he is concealing extraordinary alien secret within the Vatican. Holy moly, Steve Bassett, a UFO lobbyist in Washington, insists that it's evident that Catholic Church is aware of the existence of alien life and has concealed its evidence in their archives. That would not shock me one little bit if we all know the Vatican, the Pope, the Catholic Church has observatories around the world. Why? To look for God? No, they are interested in looking out for life. I'm pretty sure I've read that somewhere that a Catholic Church, high astronomical, I can't remember his title, but I'm pretty sure he said, we have these because we are looking for life, as well as God, but they are looking for life, folks. Holy moly, they are looking for life. Do you think life is out there? Do you think we are going to... do you think the truth is going to be unraveled before us? Or do you think maybe next generation might be lucky enough to get the truth unraveled? I think we're very close to the world's governments saying that, yes, there is alien life out there. Whether it be single-celled, whether it be a life form like us, whether it's a different kind of life to what we actually understand what life is. Maybe it's silicon-based, maybe it's light energy-based, maybe it's from another dimension, who knows? As an executive director of the Paradigm Research Group, Bassett pointed out that the church has subtly suggested the existence of UFOs in religious artworks. Well, there is a hell of a lot of artworks out there that do depict UFOs. Simple, extravagant, but UFOs nonetheless in their pictures, in their artwork. He told The Sun, The Sun, one of the greatest newspapers you could get your news from. Fucking scumbags. The Catholic Church, we have always known, has been aware of this subject going back perhaps hundreds and hundreds of years. It's gone so far as to say whoever these beings are, the church would be happy to baptize them if they wanted to be baptized. Well, and a picture of a generic looking UFO, grey picture from the 50s. Bassett said I thought it might tell us what the picture was. Oh, best UFO photo ever released for the first time. Impossible huge breakthrough. I will click on that in a minute. Bassett alleges that the Vatican library houses centuries of knowledge about aliens, with experts attempting to gain access to the Vatican Apostolic Archives. However, the required permission from the Holy See, the supreme governing body of the Catholic Church. Holy bloody hell, how many fucking bodies did I want? They will then need to sift through thousands of years of records spanning 50 miles to substantiate their claims. This follows last year's statement by former intelligence officer David Grush at a U.S. congressional hearing, where he claimed the government was concealing evidence of non-human intelligence. That was massive. Massive, but it has fallen off. How many times do you hear David Grush? Unless you're into conspiracies and you're fucking going for them on a daily basis, how many does the normal person hear David Grush being said in a sentence? Oh, another David Grush was at a hearing. Yeah, that's it. We've had our fill of David Grush, and unfortunately, he tried to let the public know that there was aliens life, that there was life, non-human activity. Grush suggested that the US has likely been aware of non-human activity since the 1930s and possessed fully intact pieces of craft of a non-human origin. That was massive when he said that at the hearing. Absolute massive that the government has a non-human craft. I can't quite remember how he put it. He also mentioned that Italy discovered one of the UFOs in 1933. And Pius XII at the time relayed the findings to President Franklin Roosevelt. Whew. Bassett believes that this discovery could provide evidence that the US government was aware of extraterrestrial life before the infamous Roswell incident in 1947. This event, often associated with the conspiracy theories, suggests that a crashed US Air Force balloon was actually a UFO, and only intensified Bassett's determination to delve deeper into the archives. Yes, the famous crash in 1947, Roswell. We had a crash. The Roswell Times, I can't remember what the paper of Roswell, I can't quite remember it was. Was it the Roswell Times or was it the Roswell Week? I can't remember what the newspaper's called, but the paper came out. It had a proud-looking army man stood with this weird tinfoil-looking material. Tinfoily-looking. I say tinfoily. It looked like, you know, you ever see ambulance drivers and they've got that sheet of tinfoil to keep people warm or to help people warm up. That's what it looked like. And I'm going off the top of my head, but in their title, Flying Saucer Crashed at Roswell, or We Have a Crashed Flying Saucer. Then the day later, it was a army weather balloon. A day later. He said, as far as I know, there have been many, many books written on the research of this phenomenon, and it's the first time I'd ever heard about this potential crash in 1933. It's not the first time I've heard about the crash in 1933 in Italy. It's been a conspiracy theorist for UFO lovers, alien lovers. It's been up there. Obviously, the people at Roswell, who exactly found it? What was the process in which it finally got to us? What was the role of the Catholic Church? How many people in government, in our government, the American government, even knew about the point that Roswell happened? So, how it goes, the crash in 1933, the church was involved, and the Italian government was involved. They had no idea what they were dealing with, so they called the Americans in. The Americans took control and took the ship. But the Roswell, the crash of Roswell, I definitely believe that was an alien saucer crashed. Obviously, the people at Roswell didn't, because they put out a press release that they found a flying saucer, so clearly that there was no significant impediment to put that story out at the time. Basically, you're saying this article is basically saying the Pope is aware of extraterrestrial lives. The Catholic Church does have archives. It has potentially he's maybe got a alien skeleton down in the archives. Maybe he's got a part of a ship down in the archives. I would love, I wouldn't be the only person, but how much would you love to get the keys to go down in the archives and just have a look of what they really do have? Timelines to Jeebus's family history, his family tree, Santa Claus and his elf. Maybe they have Hitler's mustache. Maybe. Who knows what they've got down there? But we're going to click on this unassuming link, which never do, folks. Never do it at home. Ah, the best UFO photo ever released for the first time. But is it proof we are not alone? What? What is that? I have no idea what that is. Apparently, that is the best picture. Let's have a quick read of this. The picture has been released by authorities in Costa Rica and appears to show a disc-shaped craft flying above a lake. A rare photograph shown what looks like a silvery disc-shaped UFO over Central America Lake has been released more than 50 years after it was taken. A grainy black and white photograph was taken by aerial photographer Sergio... I'm going to butcher his last name and I don't want to.
Loaiza.
Flying at 10,000 feet above Costa Rica, usually a special mountain camera. So the photo is looks like a silver disc. It looks like a spinning top. Let's click on it again. It looks like a spinning. I'm gonna have to move me actually. It looks like a spinning top, folks. That really does look like a spinning top. That's supposed to be the best UFO picture. Come on now. Do I light myself up there? Do I light myself up in that corner, folks? I'm going to put myself back down in the bottom, because that's where I belong, at the bottom. It's a beautiful picture. it's a good picture, but it just reminds me so much of a spinning top. Right, next. To our next article, Coat Bridge. Man baffled after snapping image of UFO with white and red strobe lights. Now, I'm not going to lie, folks. This image looks like SpaceX. What's Elon Musk's satellite company called? His internet company, his 5G. It's not SpaceX, is it? Is it SpaceX? I can't think what it is. That's what it looks like. Man from Coatbridge was left stunned when he looked back at photos he'd taken on Friday night, 30th August, and saw what appeared to be strange lights. Gerald often heads out with his camera to try to capture an image of the Aurea Borealis, the Northern Lights. He headed out to St. Ambrose High School football park in the town at around 9:30 with his tripod and handy dog. After taking more than 100 images of the night sky, he returned home to see if he was successful. On closer inspection, Gerald spotted what appeared to be a cluster of red and white lights streaking across the sky in an image. He immediately posted on social media to see if anyone could help solve the mystery. The snapper told Glasgow Live. Glasgow. Maybe someone thrown a milk bottle bomb. I go out most nights with my Canon camera in tripod and my trusty dog about 9:30 down the park from my house when I think that's not a alarming at all, is it? I go out most nights with my Canon camera and tripod with my trusty dog about 9:30 p.m. down the local park. Down the park from my house when I think the Northern Lights can be seen. That night, I took over 100 photos of the sky. I hope they were only off the sky. When I got home, I looked at them on my PC and saw this photo. I said, I don't remember seeing that when I took the photos. I posted on Facebook group to see if anyone knew what it was. That's not the picture. This is the picture. Can I click on it? Will it make it bigger? Nope. It looks like Starlink. That's what it looks like. Does Starlink have red lights on them now? Looks like a row of lights, then perpendicular, a row of red lights. So you got 1, 2, red light, 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 1, 2, red light. I think this is Starlink, quite possibly Starlink, but I'm not sure if Starlink has a red light on their satellites. Well, let's get the trusty keyboard out, folks. Let's get the trusty keyboard out. And you're going to see how slow my typing is. No, that's not how you spell does. And I've got one of them special mechanical keyboards because it sounds cool. just not when you're me typing with two fingers. I have red lights. Red lights smell danger, folks. Red lights smell danger. Does Starlink have red lights? Yes, the Starlink router has a red light. On the satellite. Do Starlink satellites have red lights? No, satellites do not have red... No, satellites do not have red and green navigation lights. Instead, they are lit by a reflection of the sunlight on their solar panels. So this is what a picture of the Starlink looks like. It looks frequently very... It looks very, very... it looks... very freakily the same. There's just no red lights in the Starlink picture. But there is red lights in this one. Interesting. So maybe it's not Starlink. But this is what the mechanical keyboard sounds like. Sounds cool. Just not when you're me trying to type on the keyboard. Oh, that is. Yeah. Strange UFO spotted in the skies over. Oh, Kananani.
Chennai.
Oh, that was way off. Chennai. Viral video leaves internet shocked. Shocked. A video shared on Instagram by a page called BN Forever. Purportedly shows a UFO flying in the skies over. Oh, what was the name again?
Chennai.
Despite speculation, no concrete answers have been found. The rest is for the viewer to decide and interpret. This is a very strange looking ship. Let's see if the video's here. All right, so yes, we do have a video. It looks drone-ish. I don't know, I just did that. Oh, I just want to play the fucking thing. I just want to play it. No, it's not. I'm not going to let me play it again. Unless I go on the fucking thing. What are people saying? No copyright infringement intended. DM and I'll remove your video, thanks. Okay. It's a very strange video. So you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 lights. So it looks like, is it a round UFO? Let's get off that. Is it a round UFO or is it like a sort of not octagon, but is it like a six-sided Well, it won't be six-sided. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, six-sided, dickhead. Six-sided UFO. Time and time again, rare sightings of various unidentified flying objects or UFOs have left many scratching their heads. Have the aliens landed, or could it be a broken bits from satellites, drones, or jets? Despite speculation, no concrete answers have been found. So, it's definitely not something falling because it's going across the sky. Could it be that high? It's just floating across the sky. So, it's just beyond our sky. Could it be? It definitely could be a drone. It definitely could be a drone. Couldn't quite hear it was making any noise, but I don't think drones do make noise, but you've got to be close. So if it's like fucking 50 foot in the sky, 50 foot in the air, you're gonna necessarily hear a drone's little propellers going. I don't think so. But to saying what that video looked like, I've got UFO Twitter up, and these videos are all these fake looking videos. It's just why look how fake that is. It's just so fake. And then there's some obviously it's an advert, but it's just, it just looks crap. Does it looks crap? These are holographic fake whales in Dubai. Obviously. They can fake UFO invasions, fake nuclear bomb explosions, and fake messiahs returning. Be ready and don't be afraid. That's obviously fake. Obviously. Anyone looks at this video and doesn't realize that they're not fucking whales, or they're not real life whales. That's a fucking interesting video. What the fuck was that? We are watching a UFO, folks. That looks very, very weird. Is it certainly in a plane? That's weird looking. That's weird looking. It's like a diamond shaped UFO, where you get to the side of it, and you can sort of see like a dome, but it's not flying how you would think a UFO would fly. It's like flying like Boba Fett's ship, when it goes like, when it takes off, and then it goes like, it's like, it flattens, is going up. That's weird. That is very weird, folks. That's very weird. We've got so much UFO news. A giant triangle, Aussie mind-blowing UFO encounter. An Aussie real estate agent has revealed a mind-blowing UFO sighting that he says changed the course of his life. Well, do we have any pictures? Yes, couple of pictures. That must be the dude. Clark Watson has been interested in researching UFOs all his life, but on February 1st, 2023, what was once a casual hobby suddenly became very real when he had a mind-blowing experience of his own. The real estate agent from Albury in southern New South Wales was staying at a hotel in Wyong. Fucking hell, I got it right. Wyong, north of Sydney, to attend a training course when he had what he claims was an up close and personal sighting. It was around 9:30 PM when, according to Mr. Watson, right, so that was at 9:30 on the 1st of February. Yeah, that was at 9:30 as well. So, the real estate agent from... it was around 9:30 when, according to Mr. Watson, he watched a white blinking light come in from the several kilometers out over the ocean, moving in a way that was impossible to explain before being joined by a second light. The object darted around the sky and buzzed over the town at incredible speeds. They chased each other around the sky like dogs at a park, he said. These things instantly go from standing still to the other side of the sky. So that's the picture. I'm guessing them two are the lights. That's a big triangle, but you got also got a light there. Could it just be stars? Interesting. They came in and formed a Ferris wheel in the sky and had a strange interaction with another one. A 3-minute mobile phone video filmed from his balcony shows several indistinct flickering white lights moving around the sky. Wow, it's kind of like a big pinwheel rotating around itself, Mr. Watson says in the video. That is the fucking weirdest thing I have ever seen. It's not that weird. To witness it in personally, it quite possibly be a weird thing. It could quite possibly be a weird thing. But I'm going to have to close that because it's got the red ring of death. And we're going to have one last look at another Newsweek. And this is map shows states with the most UFO sightings. So if you are intending on to go in UFO spotting, let's have a look at the map. Well, that's not very good. Fucking hell. That's not very good at all. That map was not good at all. So, California is the highest. Texas. So, California has 16,000 sightings since 1995. Texas, 6,288. Florida, 8,000. and WA Washington, is it? Is it Washington? Yeah, Washington, 7,298. New York, just under 6,000. So California is massive. Well, where's... there's Nevada. Nevada has only got 1,731 sightings. What about New Mexico? It's 1,600. Arizona, 5,000. Arizona is a little hot spot in that in them three states I love. Utah, 1,500. California, it's in California. That's the only problem. It's California. What are you going to do? What? Scroll down to Zoom. Okay. Alaska, 684. Bloody hell, that's not many. And the Hawaii has 681. Interesting. So if you are wanting to go UFO hunting, UFO spotting, potentially getting abducted by aliens, get yourself over to California. And then if California's not going to work for you, then get yourself to Florida. And then maybe New York or Texas. Arizona, fucking beautiful state. And Washington, I won't bother. I'm joking. I love the Americans. And we're going to end it on UFO Twitter, folks. We are going to end it on UFO Twitter. Because why the hell not? Because these are fun. Who remembers that? Fucking the Miami Bayside Mall story just got interesting. There's a legit being and it's walking. I have a video saved in case they take it down. Good on you, mate. Good on you. That does look weird. That's the being. Looks massive. Does look massive. It could be a light. A lot of fucking police cars there, though. A lot of police cars there. That was a fucking mad old time. I wonder what the comments say. Unfollowing this account as it's obvious satire. This was about a juvenile fight. Stuff like this is why UFO theory gets a bad name. He's not wrong. He's not wrong. But that generally does look weird. If you compare it to the cars, it looks weird. But then you... Yeah. Dobby. What's this? Do you think UFO footage from Big Bear Lake, California is legit? Because if it is, then wow.
Oh, here's another one right here.
Oh, this...
You see him?
Looks like the Stephen Greer shit with the laser pen. Don't fucking shine it in the light, in the eyes, knob. UFO spotted in New York. Ooh, that's interesting. Woo! That was very interesting. We go to the next picture, and this is what they caught. Is it a bug? Is it a bird? Oh, it could be a bird. You know, that could be a bird. Seeing a bit of prey. Or could be a UFO. What's this? UFO and NHI in 1996. Jonathan Reed encounters a being and its craft. Oh, this... Ah, oh, I fucking... It's weird, this. Weird, where they've got the alien, it's got, like, a third eye in the middle of itself. I don't think we see any boob. Do we see a boob? Oh no, it's the... I'm thinking of a different video. Alien. There's an alien there. Wrapped up in tinfoil. It's not a great video. It's not a great video. Is that his body? Don't know. Yeah, that's got to be his body. Poor little thing. Poor little thing. There's its eyes. There's its little mouth. Poor little thing. Probably thirsty. And then you get these fucking images. It's like, what the fuck? Is this from a film? It's got to be from... It's got to be from a film. This is what gives UFO bad names. Videos like this. Oh, and videos like this. More Miami creature. Am I still on the Miami thing? I think I might be. That's maybe why I'm getting Miami. Oh, no. I wasn't on the Miami thing. For fuck's sake. I have no idea what that says. The whale things again. That just looks like something out the... what was that film? What that horrible dickhead J.J. Abrams did with the fan-made film. Like the shaky camera footage. Cloverfield. We'll have a look for one more, and we'll have, and then that'll do for tonight, folks. Of my jaunt into alien and UFO phenomenon. I want to find a good one though. New footage emerges of suspected UFO sighting over a California military base. Well, 1, 2, 3. For 5 lights and it's
balloon rounds, because balloon rounds fall.
Yeah, yeah.
And section. This is
crazy. No, you can see like an outline of something.
Yeah. My phone. It's moving.
Take what you got? To your leader. Oh hell no. Yo, we got aliens.
Looks like it's moving, but is that the camera moving?
Yo, this is fucking weird.
We got UFOs outside.
Yo, like everyone's out here.
This is a weaponized Jeremy Corbell. And
please tell me this is the end of the world.
Love them dudes. Love them dudes. Love them dudes. And I guess that's a UFO landing on the moon and then it blows up, I think. These are what give the community a bad name as well. Fucking photos and videos like this. You just know the fake. On the UFO in Jerusalem, they had like 3 camera shots. It's fucking weird. It's weird. Let's full screen this bad boy. It is weird. So there you've got one camera angle, this one on the right, then you've got another one on the left, and both the same, they're looking at the same thing. Then you've got a third angle, and it's more of a closer image. Pointed at the same light these the other two cameras are looking at. You got a four, even a fourth one now. You got a fourth one now. That is fucking. That is weird. That is weird, folks. That's, I think that's genuine proof of a UFO there. I really do. I'm going to put myself big screen and I'm going to end tonight's show. My jaunt into UFO and alien, the phenomena landscape, ending on UFO Twitter, because why the hell not? So I hope you enjoyed tonight's bullshit episode. Not bullshit, it's me just having a chat, chinwag with you guys, having a sit down, having a chat, having a good old time, a bit of a laugh, hopefully. If you want to help me out, there is a few things free you could do that really do help me out. Absolute free for you to do. I wouldn't ask you to do them if they were paid. I wouldn't ask you to do them. I'm only going to ask you to do stuff what are for free. And if you don't do them, you don't do them. But they would absolutely massively help me out if you wouldn't mind doing them. So if you are listening to me on your favourite podcast provider, hit that follow button. Absolute massively helps me out, and it's massively free. And even freer thing for you to do, just maybe takes a couple minutes out of your day. Write me a review. Could be a one star. It could be this show shit, dickhead. Or it could be a five star. Whatever you want, leave me a review. Mega free. Other free things you can do if you are watching this on YouTube or Rumble, hit that subscribe button, hit that follow button. They're both absolute free things you can do and really do help me out. As a small content creator, it really does help me out. Also free is in the same area of YouTube anyway, is hit that like button. And as well as Rumble, it's free to do. Hit that like button. Absolute free thing for you to do. Absolutely free. And if you're feeling generous, another free thing you can do is hit that share button and share with people you think that might like my style of content. That would be bloody awesome. You guys are legends. And the best, the quite possibly the best free thing you could do is getting them comment sections. Your opinion really does matter. Whether you like this episode or didn't like this episode, your opinion does matter. And I will always get back in touch with you. Could be a day, could be 20 seconds after you've posted. I will always get back to you. I will promise you that. Unless you're being a dickhead, and then you'll probably, thanks for the comment. but anyway, I'm going to get out your hair. It's a work night for me. I'm going to got a few things I need to get done before I slope off to get some blue-tea sleep. Not like I need it. I do take the piss. I really do. I'm a right ugly fuck. I'm fine with that, though, folks. I am absolute fine with that. Anyway, so I hope you loved this little jaunt into the UFO world and alien. Let's point some fingers at some alien world. Listen, I'm going to call these episode jaunts. A little jaunt into a certain area, a certain topic. It's not concentrated on one topic. It's just a little jaunt into many topics. They're all going to be a similar thing. So maybe I'll do one on ghosts, poltergeists, UFOs, like tonight, and conspiracies. So these jaunt episodes, I love them because, got to be honest, there's not much prep work. There's not much prep work at all. Just finding articles to have a look at, have a poke at, and stuff like that. So I love these type of episodes. But next week, we will get back to our sturdy, reliable show. Prepared, well thought out, and well crafted show. Anyway, I'm going to sign off. This has been Rare Eddie One Talks podcast. I've been your host, Rare Eddie One. Stay naughty, stay rude, but more importantly, stay fucking filthy. I will see you next week. Peace.